This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we're diving deep into Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Episode 1, titled Hidden Inventory. Fans, and welcome to that anime podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always are my co-hosts and Ken, and we're also joined today by our good friend Jesse, aka the Binge Reviewer. Today we're talking about Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, and yes, that's very difficult to say. Jujutsu Kaisen, that's why people say JJK, it's so much easier. Which, doesn't it just translate to, like, sorcery fighting or something?
I forget.
Yeah, something very simple.
It's like sorcery
something
fight.
Something that doesn't sound cool. Sorcery like fight. Anime.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm pretty sure it is sorcery fighter. But if this is your first time tuning in, we'd like to take a moment and welcome you to that anime podcast. With JJK Season 2 now airing, you can count on us to release podcast episodes dedicated to each new episode from this season. We'll dive deep into each of the 24 episodes, so be sure to tell all your friends and family, people you work with, people you see at the gym, or anybody you know that watches Jujutsu Kaisen to tune in. And if you have not already, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. There's our plug for the episode. Gotta do it, you know. You never know when you're going to get new listeners, so if you happen to be one. Sorry, Colton corrected me. It is 24 episode. Season is a 23 episode, and we will do coverage on each.
I googled it before too, and it said 20, possibly 24. It said at least 20, possibly 24.
I got the full breakdown. I'll give it to you in the news though.
Nice. But yeah, if it is your first time listening, go give us a 5-star review. If you have good things to say, if you don't like the podcast, just don't even bother giving a review. We don't need bad reviews, just good ones. Please and thank you.
No bad press, please. Thank you.
Please and thank you. But what's going on with you guys? Brennan, we'll start with you. What you been watching lately?
Nothing. As I said last week, I got the PS5.
I ain't been doing shit.
Final Fantasy 16, and I should be able to beat it by next week. For anybody who thinks I'm slow, I mean, it's just because I only get to play for like an hour and a half a day, and on the weekends I'll bag like 4 or 5 hours a day.
4 to 5 hours is pretty good.
I played 46 hours and I've had it for 2 weeks.
I did 46 hours on God of War Ragnarok.
I mean, that's a week's work right there for some. I mean, that's a week's work in 2 weeks right there just for a video game.
That's about, I think 47 when I platined them, God of War Ragnarok. But it's a lot less game compared to Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I mean,
games,
I've played games for over 100 before, a select few, but so I haven't really been watching anime. And today's the first one I watched. I watched JJK. A couple hours ago, since I knew we were recording, and I haven't been caught up on Hell's Paradise. I don't know if it ended.
It's done.
It ended.
So I think I have 2 episodes, the last one and the one before, that I never ended up watching.
It stinks whenever songs like that are in kanji, because you don't even know what they're fucking called.
Like
we have no idea what that song is. The same with the JJK opening and endings. Like,
it's on the playlist.
I added them to the playlist, but I don't know what they're called. Like, I can't even say it's called.
Well,
this.
just highlight over it, pull it into Google Translate, go from Japanese to English, you'll get it.
But
you just Google it too.
Yeah, I need to just Google it.
Somebody
somewhere.
Somewhere is like, this is what it means.
Some fluent Japanese English speaker is out there. Just that's his full time job.
That's all he does.
Just translating. Translating in real time on Google. It's like, fuck, another one. What about you, Colton? What you been watching?
As you know, Jujutsu K, Shoku Tensei.
Jujutsu K. After calling it now.
JJK, Jujutsu K.
Say the weirdest shit. You call it My Hero.
Oh,
you
should have called it
My Hero Academy.
You should have called it Jujutsu Kai. Why happened the K doesn't get
happy? Jujutsu K sounds good.
Jujutsu K, My Hero Academy.
Every time I'm on the freaking podcast, man, he just starts saying the weirdest shit.
Dildo man.
Start new trends. But yeah, JJK, Mushoku Tensei, Bleach, of course. Rent a Girlfriend season 3.
You're not watching the vending machine in a different world?
No, it's on there, but I haven't started it. I thought about it, but I was like, it almost looks too dumb for me.
I haven't seen it. People are like, these isekais are getting out of hand now. And it's like the opening turning into a vending machine.
It wasn't bad. There's it's not good, but it wasn't bad.
What's another one I added? I added the Horimiya season 2 on there. I haven't started it yet, though.
That's high on my
list. There's not as much to watch for me lately, because before I had Mash Lee, Hell's Paradise, Dr. Stone, and there's one other I'm forgetting. But now Hell's Paradise. Just... I already said that. No. Now it's just pretty much Jujutsu Kaisen and Mushoku Tensei, but what day does Mushoku Tensei come out?
Today. Sundays.
Sundays, okay.
The second one's out. Or episode one.
The first episode was one of those, it felt prologue-y. Like, I don't know how it ties in yet.
From what I understand.
That one was not a, a book chapter.
It was like a prologue for the actual book chapter.
It wasn't a canon event.
No, but that was literally just to catch you up on where she had been, because we saw her at the end of season one. And she had different hair, and we were like, why did she have different hair in those glasses? This showed us why she had different hair in those glasses.
Yeah, I need to rewatch season one, because I have no idea who that is.
Sylphie, beginning of season one?
No freaking idea.
He must have played like
the elf girl that he forced himself on.
No idea who that
first is. First 6 episodes, he thought he was a boy, but turned out she was a girl.
I have no idea who that is.
It was awkward.
Yeah,
it's like the first 6 episodes. Know who she is,
But what about you? What you been watching?
I've been watching A Galaxy Next Door. That one's been really good. I started watching More Than a Married Couple, but not Lovers. Mushoku Tensei, JJK. What else was I picking up? It's one coming at the end of this month that I'm going to be watching, and I forget what it was. It's like the 21st. I can't remember.
Bleach?
No, Bleach that one I am watching too, but I've only watched like the first 10 minutes of the new episode. Okay.
I need to watch that still.
I did start rewatching Chivalry of a Failed Knight. Mostly because that one just makes me laugh really hard.
Yeah, you're the isekai guy. You watch all the isekais.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was watching freaking the vending machine one, because I was like, I love me some isekai.
So what happens in that? He's a vending machine. I saw like a goblin like purchases from it. Is that like... Is he talking in the other world?
But he can only talk in what like the vending machines could say in Japan. So like the girl goes, "You can understand me, can't you?" And she goes, "Okay, so it's for yes, say hello there, and then for no, say thank you for your purchase."
Yeah.
And so he literally is playing a game of yes, no with her, because he has to keep using just these very limited phrases to talk. And the whole time he's wigging out inside of his head.
Oh my gosh.
You
can't run that for possibly more than 12 episodes.
From what I understand, that manga is actually very popular and is still running.
I think I might, speaking of mangas, I think the Solo Leveling, is that maybe what you're saying?
Yes, that's coming this fall.
Yeah. That's
this fall.
Technically, that's a manga.
I thought it was pushing back until next year.
From what I understood, it was it's going to be either late fall or early
winter.
There is
a trailer for it out now. You can watch the trailer.
I'm just glad they took their time.
Yeah, hopefully it turns out good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Colton, you have some anime news, right?
Yes, I do.
Let's hit it.
So here is the full breakdown for Jujutsu Kaisen. JJK.
Jujutsu Kai. This time on Jujutsu Kai.
Season 2 has broken down. We're going to give you the full breakdown episode 1 today, but it's going to consist of 23 episodes. First 5 episodes are going to be the Gojo's past arc, and then 18 will be the Shibuya incident arc. It'll be the final 18. Apparently it's one of the best arcs in the story of JJK.
And that comes out this season?
That's this season. So the first 5 is about Gojo and his past, like we've seen in this episode.
And then
after that,
before you move on, we have to acknowledge, since you're talking about Gojo, I don't know if Jesse's been saying it wrong, but we three have been saying his name wrong since the beginning.
Sotaru or
it's,
Gojo?
It's Satoru. It's
Satoru.
We've been calling him Satoru.
Satoru.
Yeah.
His name's Gojo Satoru.
What have we been saying?
Gojo Sotaro.
I think we were saying... I think we were saying Fushiguro wrong for a while too.
Fushiguro.
I think it's just Fushiguro, but like we were like we were like super enunciating like Fushiguro.
Oh god, that's
we were saying
stuff.
Or is it Fushiguro? I don't know.
Sitaru. Fushiguro.
We have to watch it in English dub, however they, but sometimes they say it wrong and then it makes you start saying it wrong.
Yeah.
True.
But anyways, continue.
All right, so that's going to be the breakdown for JJK this season. Suicide Squad Isekai original anime television series officially announced. The anime will be produced in collaboration with Studio WIT and Warner Bros. Japan, so the Suicide Squad getting an anime. I don't know why they keep making Suicide Squad stuff.
It's actually an Isekai.
Yeah, so Suicide Squad Isekai original anime. So they'll be getting one.
Doesn't sound like anything I'd be interested in. We'll see. Yeah.
Trust me, it looks like it's going to be hysterical.
It looks all right. I'll give it a shot. What else do I got? The Seven Deadly Sins, the Four Nights of the Apocalypse TV anime will air October 8th, 2023. I've seen some things from the anime, or the manga, sorry. It looks pretty decent.
Some things just need to die.
I will agree.
Like they're just like Seven Deadly Sins are like, we fucked it up, but like...
They fucked
up. There's some money to be had.
These past two movies they released on Netflix look like dog shit.
This is the problem with the show. People need to stop fighting Escanor at high noon. Just fucking don't fight the guy.
Or the fact that they gave him like random times where he would not even at high noon, he would have his noon
power. I brought my own son, bitches.
Bitches, I got my own son now.
Jeez.
Yeah. But I've seen good things from the manga, so
I'll watch it.
I'll try it, yeah.
As long as they've at least improved the animation back to like season one, season two.
I haven't heard anybody say anything good about Seven
Deadly Sins
since season one.
Have you seen like the last movies they posted about? Like,
yeah, it's been bad.
No, Yoda's son.
Shit ruined Paffenbrook's career.
It looks like it's terrible CGI.
He's trying to get out of that contract. Paffs, he's like, shit, I can't do this anymore.
Meliodas has driven my career into the dirt.
It's so bad because it was like, dude, that first season, that second season, those things were like damn near art.
Yeah, they were.
And then they just... fucked the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad.
They do pretty good animation for like the groping scenes, but that's about it. Everything else they clearly don't care.
You can tell where their focus lies.
Uh-huh.
As I said earlier, Solo Leveling anime's new official trailer reveals character details. I forgot the lead character's name. They changed it. It used to be like Shugen Woo. Was the original, but they changed it.
You're thinking of Squid Game. You're thinking of Son Woo.
I don't know. So maybe. But we'll see. We'll definitely watch that. So, as you know, Vinland Saga Season 2 is over. They say Season 2 is not just peak Vinland Saga, but peak modern anime. IGN gave it a 10 out of 10 for its Season 2 just because it changed like the genre of that kind of anime. How portrayed from the first season to the second season, so
yeah, the ass and tit guy,
from a tit guy to an ass guy.
But now I'm a tit guy. But yes, it was very good. I mean, it kind of started slow, but as the more I watched, I was like, man, this is actually really good. So
it is good. I still,
if it really did, and everybody's gonna start trying to do that, they love the buzzword of the deconstruction of a genre.
Oh, yeah.
People love saying that shit.
That's why they love Konosuba so much, is because it's literally a deconstruction of isekai.
That's why everybody liked Madoka back in the day. They were like, it's a deconstruction
One Punch Man a deconstruction of
a fighting
of shonen?
Anime.
I think it's just a parody. It just like it's satirizes.
He's like the only shonen main character that doesn't have main character hair.
But he's that's just more of a satire.
Yeah.
We got news that Goblin Slayer Season 2 is coming to Crunchyroll later this year. Don't have the official release date yet, but Goblin Slayer, he'll be back.
Gotta see that guy's face.
I've seen it.
Well, do they show it at the end?
Yeah, remember he looks a lot younger than you.
I thought they just showed us his hair.
They show half his face.
Nah, I've seen his face.
Nah, they don't show the whole face.
I've seen my fucking
this guy's
face.
No. You're thinking of Kakashi. You ain't seen Goblin Slayer.
You ain't seen shit.
I'm pretty sure we've seen him. He's young. Like,
he's younger than they thought he was, but he's got scars on his face, but you don't see his eyes.
Yeah, but he's a handsome chap. Like, he ain't,
well,
he
that's
ain't
what
as
they
rugged
said.
As
they
you
said
think.
He's better looking than they thought he'd be.
Shit, I've
he
seen
just
him.
Hates goblins.
I've seen it. They fucking killed his whole... Shit, I don't want to spoil it.
They
still
made...
watch
they
that
did
one.
Some shit to
no, because I've...
You haven't watched it?
Mm-mm. Goblin Slayer? I thought you have.
No, I've watched like the first episode.
You need to get past that. Dude, it's good.
It's not as intense as that first episode.
That first episode
scared the shit out of me, and I was like...
You're like, damn.
This is coming from somebody who watched the entirety of Redo of Healer.
Yeah, it's not... That sounds bad.
Oh, God.
Goblin Slayer.
Yeah, then you're good if you've seen that. Then.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Survived it.
You can eat your dinner with the first episode at this point.
Because at that time when Goblin Slayer's over, I Googled to see if they revealed his face later on. They still haven't even.
I've seen his face.
You ain't seen fucking shit.
Half his face is his face.
Shit. Just because you see half of Kakashi's face doesn't mean you've seen his face.
I've seen Kakashi's
face.
No,
they revealed his in a...
But that shit wasn't canon.
It's not canon.
That was not Kakashi's face.
You know, it's from one of the books.
They're making up moles and shit.
That ain't
real.
No, it's from the same shit. The Gaidens. It's from one of them.
Oh.
That shit's canon. That's his face.
Jesse, fact check. Is it his face?
I am unsure. I don't think it is.
I mean, I'm not sure either, but I'm willing to throw it out there because no one can oppose.
Because no one can prove me wrong.
JJK, Shibuya Incident Arc. Anime begins on August 31st after these first four episodes left of the Gojo past. Crunchyroll server goes down after release of JJK Season 2, Episode 1. A few days ago, so as you know, it crashed. When
they don't have money to invest.
They throw a fucking party every time that shit crashes.
At this point,
they're just like,
boys.
They don't do any marketing anymore. This is their marketing. They're like, let's let the bitch crash. put that out there.
Crash that shit.
Let them crash.
The freaking studios get bonuses if they're able to crash that shit.
Sight.
So what is that?
That would be great.
It's Dragon Ball Super's crashed it. JJK now.
Demon Slayer.
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Those are the top four, I think, have only crashed servers so
far.
Just
need to get a Tenshura to crash
One Piece it. Will, so. Le Grand Rex, the world's largest cinema hall, is planning to organize a special screening for Luffy's Gear 5 episode. So for all you One Piece fans, y'all know that if you read the manga, something big is happening soon. They'll say it'll be episode 1072 will be the episode that it happens.
Shit, I'm pretty close to that.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be released in August. I think I got the official release date coming up later on here once I find it. Yeah, hold on. Let me pull it up. It will be released August 6th, so
the weird thing about the Netflix doing a One Piece anime, it's like it's cool, and I'm going to watch it, but it's like there's no way in hell they can ever cover... The actors are going to be like 30. The main character who's playing Luffy, they're going to have to recast him like five times.
Every 5 years or so.
I mean, there is a time skip, but still, even if they do that, like, dude's going to age out of the role before they can cover everything.
Yeah,
that dude.
They'll have to do some major skipping of some arcs.
Yeah. I think what they'll end up probably doing is like season one will be something like just the whole of East Blue. Like in its entirety.
Yeah, get the crew and then.
Yeah, and then season two is the Alabasta arc.
Shit, they may have to skip Alabasta and go straight to Water 7 at this point.
They got to do Alabasta.
I mean, it's an important arc. But
is that Crocodile?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right where I finished watching. They were looking for the Sky Island.
Skypiea. They can skip that shit.
They can skip Skypiea. That's
It's not a bad arc, but it's skippable. No.
Is any of One Piece filler?
Yeah, it has filler.
Very little.
Not that much, though, because they're the first ones. They have 9-minute episodes.
I could see Netflix just adapting the main arc.
between the intros and the songs and the recaps and endings. Literally like 9 minutes.
Yeah, if you see that post time skip, that was where that was the most noticeable.
Yeah, they really started doing like they'd show the map where they're at and then they'd go through. I'd be like, damn.
I want to see what opening they do for the Netflix one. If they're going to take you to the original,
they
like Cowboy
come
Bebop.
Aboard and bring along
for all your hopes and dreams.
No joke.
I don't even watch it,
that.
But I know that song.
Oof. They probably won't because they'll want to get the market of people
well, if
that
they
don't
try to
watch
do it,
anime.
If they try to do it like with Cowboy Bebop, they might.
But yeah, we'll but Bebop see. Was just a hot jazz song that anybody can appreciate. Like, if you're just like some if you're a 36-year-old dude like a pirate show, I'm going to check this out, and that starts playing, they may turn it off.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They also know that they have to please all of the fans.
That's what you think, but look at all the shit they're releasing now. They're like, let's shit on all the fans and then blame them when this shit bombs.
Yeah, that was... Okay, so I'm very weird about this one because I want it to be good and I want to like it, but Netflix has burned all of its good grace with me.
Yeah,
conversely, they actually got the voice actor, the Japanese voice actor, to meet the actor for this. For who?
Luffy?
For Luffy. And the both of them met, and she handed him like her original hat that she had. That's the straw hat.
Oh, nice.
And handed it off to him. And I was like, dude, that got me emotional because like all of them, they were reacting to it on the whole crew was on some sort of a TikTok for like the show. Dude, the fact that they're giving so much of the old stuff credence, I really feel like, and this kid, 100%,
yeah,
he loves this role. He wanted this role more than anything.
Yeah. What's it's a big freaking role because you've got to be able to be funny, and then at the serious moments, you got to be able to like be a badass.
Yep.
Well, what you didn't hear is she told him, if this turns out to dog shit, you're going to have to give that hat back.
Probably.
That's a loaner, by the way. I'm not giving that to you.
That'll have to come back in at least 5 years.
I'm going to need that back. All right. As you know, the spring season is over. We're officially into the summer season of anime. So here is your top 10 spring final list. This is going to be April 1st through July 9th. Number one, Oshinoko. At ranked number one. I've heard good things about it. I haven't watched it because I don't have High Dive, so never know.
No one does.
Freaking I do. Jay-Z paywalling people. Or he sold it, didn't he?
Jay-Z didn't he own
that or something?
Jay-Z? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm thinking of some music streaming thing.
Probably.
Does High Dive do music too?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is it
strictly anime High Dive?
Anime and manga.
Crunchyroll does music now.
I could be wrong.
I don't know. Maybe I'll pick up. How much is a subscription for High Dive? 7?
4 or 5.
Oh, shit. It's cheaper than Crunchy.
It's not bad.
It's cheaper than free.
It's cheaper than free. All right. Number 2, though, The Danger's in My Heart. 3, Hell's Paradise. 4, Loving Yamada at level 999. 5 is Vinland Saga Season 2. 6, Demon Slayer Swordsmith Village Arc. 7, Tengoku Daimoku, which is Heaven's Delusion, which is actually pretty good. I watched that on Hulu. 8, Mashley, Magic and Muscles, it made it. 9, Skip and Loafer. 10, Komikatsu, Working for a God in a Godless World.
That's super funny.
So those are your top 10
It's
for the
super
spring.
Messed up, but it's super funny.
And last but not least, I already mentioned about Gear 5. Be out in August.
Nothing will ever match Gear 2, though. Second gear is still the best gear.
I don't even know any of the gears.
I just like that one because it's simple.
Yeah, I do too.
It's cool. It was unique. And it just doesn't sound as cool when he goes like into gear third or gear fourth.
Yeah. So we've mentioned this before, but Big 3, One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach will air together after 11 years. Naruto's coming back in September, which means One Piece, Bleach, and Naruto will all be airing at the same time. The original Big 3 will be back because they're reanimating some of Naruto's first episodes for like a, what is it, 20-year anniversary?
Something like that.
Like what episodes? Like
25th anniversary?
Or just like random?
I don't know which ones yet.
They should do the bell test.
I'm sure as we get closer to it,
I think they're
going to
do a lot of the big ones.
They're going to just like, they're not going to start from one, just like pick a few. I think that's the way to do it.
I've heard some that
maybe redo the Zabuza fight.
I've heard they may do something like that. Maybe the first Naruto for Sasuke fight.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard they may reanimate that one.
Yeah, they need to do that one so people stop using the pictures.
Yeah.
redo Gaara versus Rock Lee.
That would be a good one, too.
That would be great.
That was actually one of the better ones, too.
Yeah.
There's no derpy freeze frames that you can pull from it.
And they might also redo Rock the Boys try to go save Sasuke, I've heard. We'll see.
Sasuke retrieval.
There's a lot of good fights.
I don't give a shit about, to be honest.
But back Shikamaru versus
But you gotta admit, when you first saw those fights, like the boys were going out.
What's
you're
that
like,
dude's name?
Shit.
Yeah, they were good.
You talking about the Sound Ninja 4 when they fight them?
It was Shikamaru versus the two Akatsuki guys.
Akatsuki.
That was freaking good.
That's from Shippuden. I don't think they're doing that.
Yeah. No, I think they're only doing
that. I thought you were talking about the retrieval arc. Yeah. I usually skip that on my rewatch.
But you got to admit, when you first watch the Sasuke retrieval arc, you're like, shit, this is high quality fight scenes.
It was all right. I was like,
you didn't know anybody.
I mean, it was 2007, so 2000. Yeah.
You didn't know what to
do. By the time it got to Kiba's fight, I was like, I don't care. I'm trying to see what's going on with
Thing over Thing, baby.
Keep using the same
thing. They kept having to
classically fall off and they each had to fight a member.
I'm surprised nobody's made a meme of that. What moves are you going to use? Fang over fucking fang.
Fang over fucking fang.
That's what I'm using. You don't fix what ain't broke, boys. That's where Naruto learned the Rasengan. You don't need anything else, man.
You just add another name. Add another word to it.
What do you mean Rasengan ain't working on these
seen
guys?
That video, yeah, where he's like, what makes him Rasengan repellent? Yeah. He's like, if you help me, I can find a Rasengan for
him. He ain't never caught one of my Rasengans. Konohamaru's like, out there. Rasengans ain't working, dude.
He's like,
what do you mean Rasengans ain't working? He Rasengan resistant.
He goes, man, everybody's out there. They're using Rasengans. They ain't working.
None of them are working. But it ain't my Rasengan, though.
Yeah, it is a good one.
That's so fucking
That's
good.
All the news I have.
All right, well, here we go. Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. This was Episode 1. It was titled Hidden Inventory. And ironically, Episode 2 of this season is going to be called Hidden Inventory 2.
Yeah, it's the name of the arc, actually, in JJK is Hidden Inventory, and that's why I was like, yeah, this is, I like that they're doing it a little more similar to some of the other shorter anime that they did, where they just did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for that.
Yeah.
I thought it would make, I think it makes it more, it makes it less focused on the title, more focused on the story.
Yeah. You guys, this story has so much freaking potential because of the way that they chose to tell it. I don't know how the manga starts off, but because they did season one, that was great. A 24 episode first season, a lot of ground was covered. There was a training arc, there was the discovery of powers, there was heartbreak because you thought Junpei was gonna go places, fucking dead. There was Eototo, and then they came out with Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, the movie, and they took us back in the past, and that was like basically all new characters with the exception of, you know, a few. And now
a lot of them.
We met a lot of them, but now they've taken us still forward from, or even back even further.
Yeah.
Than Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. It's just cool how they're telling this story because it's like, you really care about Sukuna, Ryomen, and like Itadori as the vessel, but right now you don't give a shit about that. You're like, what the fuck's Gojo up to?
That's one of the things I don't like about the start of the season, how they're telling it.
You don't like how they're not...
No, because I don't feel like I'm caught up with what's going on. Like, I feel like I just was watching with Darby. I was like, I'm just going to have... Like, she was like, do we know them? I was like, I'm just going to have to watch this shit. Like, it's
well,
an
you
anime
do know them, but they're
up.
Younger. Like, the one...
I do, but, like, I didn't know the two girls at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, the two girls, the one
I've
girl
seen them
the...
before, but I don't remember what they did. Like, I recognize them, yeah. But I don't know who they are.
You just need to rewatch season one.
Yeah. I know, the girl but with I've the rewatched red season white... one twice already, and I just... Yeah. I didn't do it before, and then the movie came out, and I was good with that. I just feel like I would prefer it whenever they go back, like, I'll have to use the old well Naruto, like, it's just, like, airing episodes, and, like, you're in the heart of it, and then, it, like, it'll go back to, like, Kakashi, Rin, and Obito.
Yeah.
So it's, like, in the flow, like, and it's probably partially due to the big gaps between seasons, because it's popular
been two years almost.
To do 24 episodes of higher quality animation, but it's, like, you did that, season one, fucking fantastic, waited a year for a movie. Now it's been another year for season two, so it's just a lot to keep up with. I know I'm going to end up liking it.
You just have no idea what the fuck's
going
on.
I almost just feel
now.
Like they should have got us back in the groove of it with Itadori, with the crew, and then maybe jump to these for me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this arc's going to be good, but it's kind of like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. First episode wasn't that good.
Well, what and they really
the
can't.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Seriously. No, literally, they can't, because the next arc is it's huge. It's probably, and Colton wasn't wrong when he said that it's one of the highest rated arcs in the entire series so far. It's got a lot of story that has to get told, but you need this information right now to be able to understand it.
Yeah, they should have just gave it to us a little bit sooner. That's my only complaint. The spacing between it makes it feel discombobulated.
Because you did see
and
the
everybody's hyping
girl.
Up this arc, like
yeah, white hair girl's the money.
She
money
wants the
chick.
Money. The one with the priestess outfit. She's
yeah.
got the giant.
I mean,
scar
I recognize
now.
Him. Like
she's
I've
the
seen
from
him,
the other
but
school.
Yeah, she has the giant scar.
I don't
now.
Really have an attachment to him. Or, yeah.
You've seen him. It,
just a weird way to start the episode different. With them. Yeah. I think.
I think it's cool. I like that they started with Geto because he's the villain. He's leading the curses, and he's
did they fucking kill him.
No, he's alive. He's the one who did the 1,000 exercise.
That's Gojo's best friend.
That's Gojo's old best friend.
Old best friend, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that he killed at the end of Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Yeah.
No, he killed...
He didn't kill him.
He killed the curse that he let out.
I don't know. I just
because at the end of Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, because Geto's still in season one.
Yeah, you're right.
He's alive.
He's a ghost, though.
I am precluded for answering this question due to my knowledge of the manga.
Gotcha. Thank you for that. So
yeah, that makes sense. Well, to us, he's alive.
He's alive. He's also alive.
So I'm saying, it's just too big of a gap between all the shit happening. Like, that's not the show's fault. It's just like work on your release windows if you're gonna go back and then go back again.
So the episode starts with Suguru Geto. We're just gonna call him Geto. And it's funny because in this crew, their three-man team, it's Geto, Gojo, Shoko.
Shoko looks just like freaking
Nobara.
Nobara.
Mm-hmm. Just like
they all reflect.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, they all got the same
they
vibes.
They always do that, the lineage.
Yeah, Geto's talking about how no one understands what it's like to eat curses. He goes down an alleyway and finds a curse devouring a human, and here's what he says. Exercise. Absorb. Over and over. Exercise. Absorb. No one understands what cursed spirits taste like. It's like swallowing a dirty rag that's been used to clean up shit and vomit. Exercise. Absorb. What I witnessed isn't uncommon. I understand the ugliness of the masses and still chose to be a jujutsu sorcerer who saves others. That's what I've been telling myself ever since that day. Enter Gojo Sotaro with invisible latch syndrome ever since that day. So how did you guys interpret
invisible
latch
syndrome?
Yeah, Gojo walked up to him and was like...
But they didn't say that.
No.
They were just saying that.
Yeah,
he just walked up and he had the invisible latch syndrome. It was like they showed us ever since that day, there was like a standoff of some sort between Gojo and Geto. So their dynamic already is very intriguing to me.
I mean, yeah, they put it that way, but then in the opening, they're like sharing a bike and shit. So I'm like,
but like, why since
they're
that?
They're obviously friends a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they portray it. Like
they're
they
portraying it that
guys,
way.
Yeah, it's just like classic rivalry.
Did so you notice they're kind of the opposite of each other?
Uh-huh.
In the current day?
Yep. They're like, yeah, it something happens, and I have theories I'll talk about at the end of this episode.
Yeah, we're squaring up in a movie.
We know something goes wrong, but...
I mean, one thing hasn't changed. Gojo still... So later in this episode, Gojo doesn't say, I'm the strongest. He says, we're the strongest, after all. So he acknowledges that Geto is on the same level as him.
Well... I don't think he acknowledges. I mean,
he does.
He's up there.
He's
saying with Gojo, with me, you're up there. Like
no, he said we're the strongest after all. That's why Tengen-sama requested us.
Well, I think he's number two, but not saying he's as strong as Gojo.
He's acknowledging his strength. He wouldn't say we're the strongest if Itadori was with him.
I think he's. I think he's making a comparison of saying, yeah, he's on my par. He's able to fight even with me at least for a while.
Because basically, Geto he absorbs a cursed spirit, then he can use it whenever he wants.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. Well, what a way to start off the freaking season. This dude just freaking eats these cursed spirits like soft-boiled eggs, whole bite. Mm-hmm. Just fucking stuffs in his mouth like, oh. And it tastes like a shit rag cleaned with vomit.
Gotta imagine he did that 1,000 times.
What the hell is he getting these shit rags from? They use bidets in Japan.
So what happened was he would eat the cursed spirit, then he would go find a rag and he would dip it in different things to figure out the taste.
Yeah, like how do you know that tastes like a shit rag?
The Mongok is like, what would be the worst tasting thing for these cursed spirits? How about a rag that someone used to clean shit and vomit? Yeah, that's what we'll say. Then we get the history of this haunted house that was owned by a president of a barbecue chain of restaurants that was ruined by mad cow disease, which you guys remember it was like 2006, 4?
I don't remember.
7, I want
heard
to say.
About it.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember.
You don't remember mad cow disease?
I mean, I remember, but not enough to like, it wasn't enough to affect me. I was too young to like.
Yeah, I remember hearing, but.
I remember I think a sophomore in high school when that shit was, everybody was talking about that shit. So yeah, mad cow disease ruined his chain of barbecue restaurants. They were buried in debt, and so him and his family all committed suicide. And so now the place has become a famous haunted place that people go in and nobody comes out. So we meet two characters for the first time, one of which we have seen in season one.
We've seen them both.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Really?
One of them was like a proctor of the test, wasn't she?
One's the girl who likes money. The other one's, she's got the giant scar on her face now.
Her name's Utahime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one wearing like the Miko attire. And then the white haired girl.
Priestess, yeah.
You see her. She's got the giant scar.
Yeah.
That's her.
Yeah, that's the one I knew we'd seen, but I don't remember May.
She likes
yeah,
money.
May was the one that that Gojo paid at the end of the season.
She got weird hair. Didn't she have like braids Itadori. Over her eyes, kind of?
Yeah, she's got a different hairstyle.
It's like
yeah,
weird.
It's a little longer.
It's
yeah.
longer.
Yeah. She was like in the room while they were taking the test.
Yeah, and she's like, ooh, I'm
yeah, she was the one with the birds that she was controlling.
She's like, I'm going to make some good money or something like that.
Damn, I don't remember her.
See, I remembered her right away, and then I remembered the other girl later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Still, like I said, I didn't know their. I wouldn't have known their name, so they said it. I wasn't like, "Oh, it's Utahime."
Yeah, Utahime and Mason, or just May. They go up to this house and they split up. Of course, Mason she takes the bottom floor, and Utahime goes upstairs. We get like
it's
one
like,
thing I noticed
it's like
about
who
this,
copied who on this one. You
I
know.
Know
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think JJK probably manga probably came out first. I don't know.
I don't know. This is very Infinity Devil.
Yeah.
Reminiscent.
Some Chainsaw Man shit Chainsaw. Going on here. Mm-hmm. I was like, have I seen this before?
I know. One thing about this episode, the pacing that they chose to go with, like, it was really slow. Like, lots of, like, walking, but not just walking, like, slow walking.
Yeah, they could have, I don't know, it just seemed weird to me. That they should have done something to blow our mind with animation or set something up. It was very just like... You could tell that I feel like they know that it's Jujutsu Kaisen, so they don't have to hook you. It's like, you're going to watch this. So I don't think they
did do something cool.
They didn't
cool.
throw too much out on the first episode.
They had an Easter egg, and I only know because I watched the episode twice.
Was it a cutout of Oikawa?
No.
From Haikyuu? They've
so
done that before.
when Utsuhime was upstairs going down the hallway, before she opened any of the doors, it showed her like at the end of the hallway, and then... on the floor, the camera angle, there was a stack of books on the left side. Those were all Jujutsu Kaisen mangas on the left. Freaking, I was like, these guys are fucking amazing. I love a good Easter egg.
That's a great Easter egg right there.
That is
but they like blurred it. And the only reason I can tell is because like the shape of Jujutsu Kaisen, I've seen them at Barnes & Noble. And you can see Fushiguro's face on one of them. And then it's worth going back and looking at.
I have to go watch that again.
She clears each room one by one. In the last room, it's like really clean and shoes are folded and there's three mice under the bed, scares the piss out of her. And this is whenever Mason tells her that they're already in the belly of the beast. And this is when I was like, what
the belly of the beast.
This is starting to feel just like Chainsaw Man.
Well, especially once they're like, we're trapped in like an endless thing. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, who copied who?
I know.
Back check that.
But they did that in, what if we run opposite ways? They did that in Chainsaw Man. And
it didn't work.
Yeah. Somebody copied somebody.
It's because that cursed spirit was weak in this one.
Yeah, it's a lot weaker than the other
it's
one.
A very elementary curse.
Devils are,
barrier.
I don't know what's stronger, devil or a curse.
Depends on the devil and the curse.
I mean,
definitely the devil.
And well, on their power level, their gaining of power.
Is the same.
It's almost the exact same.
Fear, yeah. Fear yeah. of the masses.
Who are we fighting? Who's fighting who, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's Dildo Man. Nobody's got much
Dildo Man.
That'd be a good crossover, Chainsaw
How much
Man
fear of
JJK?
Dildos are there? I mean, really?
Don't.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, they find out they're in the belly of the beast. Neither one of them is really freaking out by it, though. Like, I can tell this Mason is... pretty
yeah, it's
powerful.
It sounds like pretty normal shit for your job. Like,
yeah.
Freaking Itadori's second job ever was like, he was basically in one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't, where they almost died. But so it seems like if you're going into a house, you can pretty much expect to be stuck in one.
Well, they were, so Itadori was in, they were in an innate
domain.
This was a barrier.
Yeah.
A simple innate domain.
Yeah. This was a barrier, which is like different. They have to break out of a barrier, but... an innate domain.
Domain's a very high class thing for
sorcerers.
Yeah,
but this guy's was.
He basically can't dodge.
Cursed energy.
This yeah. curse, this freaking barrier that he was using sucked. Like, it was like he was copying
just
and pasting.
Just like trash everywhere.
Well, he was just copying and pasting as fast as he could.
Yeah.
If you move too fast, he couldn't get your ass.
Yeah, so Utahime comes up with a plan she calls the patching theory. And that basically what this cursed spirit is doing is basically as they walk, he's creating what's in front of them. But he only has so much RAM to keep creating.
He's deleting the back of it, too,
yeah.
So that's why, like,
yeah.
he yep. can't.
So her theory is, like, if we both run down the hallway as fast as we can, the chain will break and we'll break out. And
but that didn't
May
work.
Is like 90%, 90 points to you. They don't even try that. She's like, we need to do what you said, but run in opposite directions.
But they never even found out if the opposite directions worked, right? Because Gojo just broke it.
I mean, we don't know whether or not
but
it was
not
breaking.
To say
because...
it wouldn't, but like, it, we didn't actually see it. Like, I think
they said it's working, but it was actually
but
Gojo.
It was actually Gojo.
It was actually Gojo. I've come to save you.
Yeah, I never realized that. I thought that they did break it, and then Gojo thought he
no,
was
because I don't think it
would have
just blew up the whole house. I think they would have just like
that's what I'm wondering.
Came out and been like, okay, we're back outside the house.
Yeah, because then the
like,
monster
the whole shit got destroyed.
Yeah, then the monster was pissed that his domain or barrier got broke. Then he showed himself.
Geto fucking ate that dirty ass rag too.
Mm-hmm. Eat that piece of shit.
So yeah, they break through because of Gojo. Gojo steps up, says, "I'm here to save you, Utahime," and like pulls his. He's smiling up there like a fucking goon. they definitely made him look younger.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny looking, man. And this is when the opening song plays.
What was he? Is he a second year?
Yeah, second year.
Because the other girls are older.
One's a first class sorcerer.
The other's a second
grades.
Class.
Yeah.
Are they second year, though, both him and Geto?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's him, Geto, and that girl.
Shoko.
Yeah, so they're all second years.
Yep. So the opening song plays. What'd you guys think?
I thought it was a banger, man.
It's good. I was expecting more. I want to see how
what
they.
It's not fucking Eve, though.
It's not Eve.
No, it ain't.
That's
what I'm thinking.
That's fair.
I think
that's
the first
like,
five
that's
is going to be
the biggest
like.
Biggest miss you could do. Like, yeah. Why?
Why not use Eve again?
I have a feeling that these first five are going to be this one, and then once we get to the Shibuya, they're going to
Back.
Get the big one.
I'll overlook it. I was like, why? who does that?
That's what I said. I was like, this ain't fucking Eve. That's why I think I was a little disappointed.
Whoever fixed the music had one job.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this?
But yeah, it sounded good.
This ain't fucking Eve.
I don't know. That's why
I was a little disappointed.
I couldn't tell at first. I was like, he'll start hitting some falsettos, and I'll know.
He did hit some falsettos.
I know, but it wasn't the right kind.
Yeah. I was like, it's almost.
It wasn't those Eve falsettos.
Yeah, you,
I was
you'll
like,
know.
It kind of sounds like him, but then it's not. I was like, this ain't fucking Eve. I think that's
where
I
for a second I thought it was like Malay from the same people from Demon Slayer, but I don't know.
I felt a little disappointment when I heard it. I was like, this ain't Eve. So I was kind of like thinking
just
it's going
to
be Eve.
You wanted it to be Eve. If it wasn't Eve, it's still a good song.
It was good. I feel a feeling that, like I said, this first five is going to be this opening.
Just a weird choice, you know.
Once the Shibuya, maybe they'll get Eve to do like the
this
big,
shit, you
this
guys,
big opening.
Eve or one. Not, this song fucking rocks.
It's good,
This song fucking rocks. I've watched the episode twice now. After the first watch, I was like, it's good. But now, after a second watch, I'm like, holy shit, that's a fucking good song.
I mean, I like to watch it week to week and let it sit in the way it was meant to be digested, you know?
Yeah.
I like to watch it like I'm watching on cable TV. Like, I can't go back. I
can't go back and watch. That's all you get.
No rewind.
So, yeah, the song plays. I've got it on that anime playlist for anybody that wants to listen to it. Here's this basically the summary of the relationships going on here. So, Utahime, just like in season one, really does not like Gojo. We don't know if it's because she has a crush on him or what, but she acts like she's not a fan of him.
Just because he thinks he's all high and mighty, I think.
Mason, on the other hand, clearly likes Gojo. And she's like, if I were crying, would you console me? I really like that. And he's like, you wouldn't cry. You're too tough. So it seems like she likes Gojo. And then Utahime loves this girl, Shoko. Like, literally goes up to her crying, hugging her. Like, please don't turn into trash like these two. And then they show Gojo and Geto and like that dumb drawings.
God, that's my favorite animation change for them.
That's like the Demon Slayer.
It's so goofy. And
I did like how
so
he like
hard.
Transformed like mid scene. Like
yeah,
that.
Like
and then they kept Geto in the back still looking stupid as hell. Yeah, I like that. It's cool to see Gojo be a student because. He really is kind of
like
an idiot.
Students aren't really students, though. I mean, they are.
But they're out here freaking saving the world.
Even like...
It ain't like My Hero.
Even like
the
original cast, like they've already been on life or death missions. Like,
yeah, it isn't like My Hero where they're like restricted from going out and doing shit. They're like expected, like, hey,
yeah, it's
this
like
is the
job.
Most important mission in the world. Get out there and fucking do it.
It's more like a trade school than anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been in the classroom for all of... On screen, all of like 2 or 3 minutes, probably. Including today's episode when they were in there for
and
a
the movie.
Yeah,
what do you guys actually teach? Nothing.
So Geto, Shoko, and Gojo they get in trouble, specifically Gojo, because they forgot to put up a veil before blowing that thing to high hell. So all the public saw, they said it was a gas leak.
The house blow up.
Saw the house get
leveled. So he gets punched in the head, and then he's got that knot on his head for like the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, they blame Gojo because he forgot to put the veil.
There's clearly a rivalry between Geto and Gojo in that little basketball scene where they're going back and forth. It looked like they were about to go all out and fight each other.
That's what they should have done for the first episode.
That's what pissed me off.
Just to show a little something, like, yeah. Even if it's only like 20, 30 seconds.
Did you notice that the demon that Geto pulled out was that one that they just got from that house? That infinity
curse?
Yeah,
I did.
He's like, let's take this outside, bitch.
You gotta be a better demon. Like, I would be pulling out something.
But when they were playing basketball, when Gojo took the ball, he didn't even dunk it. He did it like a layup. It's like, what the fuck?
He's working on his finger roll.
Like, shit, if you're gonna fucking take it, fucking dunk it.
Yeah.
Fucking Gojo.
So the principal stops them from fighting, and he's telling them about their new mission, and this is what he says. This guy named Tangensama basically needs his vessel. Tangensama possesses the curse technique of immortality.
Have we met Tangen?
No.
No, I didn't think so. We endured no fucking that way. Question earlier, but I know we didn't.
He possesses the curse technique of immortality, but it's not eternal youth. It wouldn't be an issue if all he did was get older. But after his body ages to a certain point, the curse technique begins rewriting his body. Evolution. He'll cease to be human and become a higher form of existence. Gojo's like, what's wrong with that? Sounds cool. And Geto says, according to Tangensama, those who reach that state of being have no will. It means Tangensama would cease to be Tangensama. That's why every 500 years he finds the star plasma vessel, someone who is compatible with him and assimilates them, overriding the information of their body. By renewing his body, he resets his curse technique back to the star and avoids evolution.
So does he like take their bodies? Is he gonna be a girl?
He transforms that girl's body into his new body.
I didn't know if he just like Orochimaru's.
Yeah,
puts on his own makeup.
Basically,
look the same.
Does it have to be a virgin?
I don't know.
A virgin?
No, I didn't. Well, just usually, if you get a girl, it's gotta be a virgin.
They implied it with the bath scene, but I don't know. But this Tangensama guy. My first thought is, oh shit, this is how Gojo gets his fucking power.
He's got his power, though. Like, what do you mean?
Why would he say, if this dude exists, why is he going around telling people he's the fucking strongest?
Because he can still kill him.
This dude's powering the entire school security.
Yeah,
correct.
He couldn't murder him.
They even said it in season one. Tengen's barriers are just meant to be barriers.
Okay.
There is no offensive, really, ability for it. They're just unique barriers because it's kind of like what they said. They had to have the Sukuna finger with the piece of what's-his-face's body on it because you couldn't trace through his barriers.
Oh.
Kind of like the Infinity thing. Once you got inside, you were fucked because there was literally like 200,000 doors you had to choose between.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
So that's why it's like, yes, Gojo is 100% the strongest.
Okay.
He can kill anybody he wants, even right now.
It's just weird that he's a student, but yeah, it is a trade school.
That's how it goes.
It is a trade school.
So we learned of two main groups that are going after Star Plasma, aka the young girl's life. One group is the curse user group Q. And the other is the star religious group that worships Tangensama, known as the Time Vessel Association.
And so they're trying to stop. They don't want him to get the vessel.
Because they view her vessel as an impurity to their god.
They basically want.
Now, Gojo and.
They're protecting her to deliver her to Tangensama.
Correct. But they worship that guy, so they want him to evolve.
They don't worship that guy.
Yes.
I thought you just said they worship him.
The Time Vessel religion. Association
they
does.
Want, yeah, they want him to become a higher being, so they don't want
him
to
get the
vessel.
Yeah, okay, that's what
I
was confirming. Yeah. These guys are ass anyways. They're going to get wrecked next episode.
Well, curse user group Q is the one that attacked.
Yeah, those two dudes with like generic names, they're going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, they pretty much did.
Yeah, you know Gojo's. He said, I only won't kill you if you cry and ask for forgiveness. That's the only rule. This dude's going to be. I guarantee you next episode starts
like the
with that
start
guy.
Of it, yeah.
He's crying, begging for forgiveness. He's like, all right, I'll let you live. The change will happen in 2 days, so this vessel is going to be taken by Tangen in 2 days from this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which you know isn't going to be next episode. It's going to be two episodes from now. This walking scene after Gojo and Geto talk about, you know, after they're debriefed on their mission, he grabs a Coke and they're like walking. Do you guys notice like the posture Geto had? He's like fucking walking like a hunchback.
And Gojo was walking a little bit weird too. Like yeah. They're both. I was like, why are they doing that?
Yeah. He's like wildly swinging his arms like a weird gait. And then Geto walks like a hunchback. Mm. I just thought it was a cool, cause I guarantee you that was like a
panel,
like a page in the manga. And they're like, let's fucking make this walk goofy looking. Did you guys appreciate? I appreciated that scene. It was super slow too.
I was remember just looking at Geto's pants. He had the fluff with the paper.
Yeah, he had the Takemichi pants.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Tokyo Revenger gang.
He must be in the Manji gang. Guarantee it.
Toman. Gojo. So Geto is kind of going up the elevator and to go retrieve this girl, and he's like talking to Gojo. He's like, I'm a little bit worried about us being able to do this.
Is this the anime where they have always held the phones really weird?
I don't know.
You know how they're holding the phones kind of awkwardly?
I didn't notice.
How was Gojo holding it?
Like Gojo
was
holding
it normal.
No, he was like holding it, like talking. I don't know. But I think there's another anime where someone was just randomly holding the phone fucking weird.
That was My Hero because it was Best Genius. Yeah, and he's holding it with two hands on the side of his head.
Yeah, that's Best Genius.
Yeah. Best Genius.
Maybe they just haven't conquered the animation style of holding the cell phone yet.
Yeah.
That's the new five fingers problem that a lot of animes had in the early 2000s where they just couldn't animate the hands properly.
Just a block with lines on it.
Literally.
So yeah, Geto's going up the elevator. He's telling Gojo he's worried about their ability to protect this vessel. Gojo assures them that everything's going to be fine. He says they are the strongest after all. Tengen handpicked them to do this job, which also is curious that he's not the principal yet, but their master told them, you two, come with me. Tengen-sama specifically asked for you two to deliver his star plasma vessel. Some shit, there's a lot, this first episode laid a lot of chess pieces out there I'm very intrigued about. There's an explosion, star plasma vessel goes flying. Geto retrieves her pretty quickly with all of his cursed spirits that he has. And then Gojo gets confronted by a guy who's like, you're Gojo Satoru, right? Heard you're pretty fucking strong. Let's see if it's true. Gojo's like, listen, guy, I'll fight you as long as we play by one rule. I won't kill you if you cry and ask for and say you're sorry at the end. And then the episode ends.
This dude power sucks, too. It's just like he can make knives float.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be cool for this world, but it ain't going to cut
it
in the jujutsu world.
The episode doesn't end here. Sorry. I thought that that's where the episode would end, but actually, we go back up to two guys in a tower having a conversation. One of the guys says, the Star Religious Group doesn't have the power to fight against Jujutsu sorcerers. But they can pay very well, that I guarantee. How about it, Zenin? Want to get in on the assassination of the Star Plasma Vessel? This guy scratches his foot with his other foot. He's got the Naruto sandals on. He says, I'm no Zenin anymore. I took my wife's name. It's Fushiguro now. But sure, count me in.
Do you guys realize whose dad that is?
Well, shit, well, yeah, he's got the same fucking name, same fucking hair.
Like he's fucking.
He's just a buff version.
He's just fucking jacked.
So that's why I wonder if Gojo kills him, and that's how he knew to go get.
Maybe.
I'm about to find out.
Junior.
Yeah, something. There's so many moving pieces in this freaking show. I love. I love the show. I freaking love it.
This first episode was really pretty.
It was.
I thought it was. People were already bashing it because of like Gojo's animation with his eyes. Like they're not going to do like the.
Well, it's not going to be as good as detailed.
It's
I think
a different.
They said.
Is this one? Is it MAPPA?
It's MAPPA.
It's still MAPPA.
Yeah.
It's
budget. Was MAPPA do the first season though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was a different one.
Nope.
Okay.
Nobody else could do that.
Some people are saying that maybe just this little section is going to be animated, not as good because it's like
not
a flashback.
I think
the reason they're animating it the way they are is because of the fact that it is just it's a lot of history. It's a lot of flashback stuff.
Have we not watched a show that's not animated by MAPPA this year?
We only
Demon Slayer.
I mean,
we're pretty much a MAPPA only.
This is a MAPPA household.
We're gonna say that and MAPPA podcast.
Demon Slayer, Shield Hero. That we do a companion with.
My Hero.
Yeah,
My
we
Hero,
do.
Bones.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's always a show every season that I'm watching that's by MAPPA.
We just watch it. I'm telling you, it's because a lot of the shows that are popular, MAPPA nabs.
And because they put their time, they put their intensity, and they make
and they sure don't let their employees seen rest.
The director of MAPPA?
Never.
Have you seen his eyes? Like, no. They're fucking, like, swollen, like,
bags.
And bags.
Like, oh, my God.
So that guy looks like he's about to die.
Literally probably is.
Like, they showed him, like, before he when he became the president, and him now. He looks terrible.
Yeah, man.
Shoot, that's the price you got to pay to freaking pump out great anime. The dude's going to pay for generations of wealth for his kids and family.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the thing is MAPPA's probably making an uber amount of money right now at this point. Yeah.
They have to be. But overall, I freaking like this episode. I love the opening. I love the ending song, too. The ending song's very playful in that it makes it seem like Gojo are, like Jesse mentioned, opposites, but also they're boys. They're very Naruto Sasuke vibes.
Yeah, even the opening and ending both felt very, as far, not the songs, but as far as what their animation is, like generic anime
yeah.
stuff that they do, like falling out of the building, fighting. Just like all the, they ticked all the boxes.
Yeah, they did. It's an anime opening for sure.
I wonder if I would put them with Naruto or Sasuke, or if it would be more Gon and Killua from Hunter x Hunter.
That's the director.
Dear God.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's the director of MAPPA. Looks like dog shit.
Oh, dang. He does look rough.
Yeah.
Spitting on the man's face.
Need some sleep.
Don't let on his sleep. Grave.
So why do you say Killua and Gon?
Just because, and this may be coming from my manga knowledge, but the way they kind of interact and the way we've seen them interact.
They're actually friends.
It's not a really, it really isn't a rivalry until whatever happens here happens.
Okay.
I think that's the difference is that it changes over time.
Yeah, Naruto and Sasuke were never friends. They just had such fucked up lives. They just
thought
hatred was friendship. They're like, this is friendship.
Hey, this kid's always alone too.
I've never had a bond like this before.
I've hated people before, but you I hate the most, which probably means you're my best friend.
Yeah. That's true. They really aren't. They were not good friends to each other.
Not during their childhood. As adults, it's better, but
I mean, they had some moments, and like they had a lot of similarities, so I get it why they like became.
When he sacrificed himself whenever he was fighting Haku.
Yeah.
So that's the only nice thing he ever did.
I say, that's pretty much the only nice.
He just wanted to be
like. He's like, my body moved on its own. He'd
be like, what's the matter? Scared.
Yeah, I want you to. And then later, it's like the only other nice thing he ever said to him his entire childhood was, I want you to catch these hands. I want to fight you too.
Yeah. I mean, whenever they were in life or death situations, they always bonded, but as actual friends, banter and shit, they never really had that.
Yeah.
Even like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They fought. They loved with their fists.
Beating pretty each other much. Up. Just showing each other up is how they like.
Yeah.
That's how they got off.
But. So, okay, Jujutsu Kaisen, these episodes air on Wednesdays?
Yep. It came out what?
I think it came out Wednesday.
It came out Thursday.
Thursday.
So.
I'll probably just watch them on Sundays anyways.
Yeah. We're gonna do our episode releases on Sundays, everybody, so it'll give you a few days to watch it.
That's true. Now they're going to have to wait.
That's fine.
Some other bastards out there are going to be dropping day of.
And we may change our minds on that. Just recording on Sundays is easier for us because
more routine than
trying to
do it midweek.
If you're a true anime fanatic, you'll listen to us either way.
You'll wait.
Or if you're just casual anime fanatic. Like
Thursday's not that bad. You know, some people may have to wait a couple of days anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's not everybody watches it the first day it comes out.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't watch it till yesterday and then again today.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
I mean, I watched it the day it came out, but I'm insane. So, you know.
Yeah.
I probably will originally watch it when the day it comes out. That's just how I always am, but that's just me.
I mean, that Crunchyroll ain't going to crash itself, man.
Yeah, man. I got to be a part of that. I got to need to jump.
I got my alarm set.
I have to see the numbers. Like, what's crashing it? Like, is it... Like, it's Netflix is fine when Stranger Things drops. It can't just be like getting more eyes.
Crunchyroll servers is dog shit. And they've never changed their AI.
Yeah, I was about to say,
what I mean. Like, they don't want to invest any money to get the server working a little
bit. I think what they're doing right now is they're investing all the money in all the stuff that they were pulling from Funimation.
True.
Well, Funimation is still up. Like, you can still log
but they're removing
pay
more
a subscription
and more.
Have you guys been noticing when you watch it starts to get pixelated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been doing that shit to me now, and I have to like pause it, then exit it, and then go back in. Like, if you just pause it,
mm-hmm.
like the stream's been coming in like cheeks for some reason.
That's why I'm saying I think once they finish the migration, which I think is slated to be finished either this winter or next spring. Once they finish the migration, I think the next thing that they put the money towards is going to be adding a few more servers. Cause I think that's the problem. Netflix has like 800 billion yeah. servers worldwide. Crunchyroll,
Crunchyroll, 10. Sony? Is that who bought them?
Yeah,
Sony bought them.
Here's the reason why I guarantee you they crash. They,
it's their marketing.
They have 100,000, let's say they have 100,000 users. And they think we need our servers to be able to stream 100,000 streams. But what they don't know is Brennan's one account is streaming across three different people.
They
100% know that.
I'm just glad they haven't like knuckled down like Netflix yet.
And Hulu.
Crunchyroll is asking me like, hey, verify this email.
Who the fuck are you?
I said, not now.
I have to keep relogging in too. I know it's coming.
It has logged me out a few times and I have to
relog. It does that to me too. I think it's because we're all using it so much that it just... Different platforms. Yeah.
Honestly, that's what pisses me off the most about this bullshit with Netflix and all them is because it's like, hey, you know, you created a great thing and then you decided you're not making enough money off of it. So you started charging more for it. And now you've decided you want to make even more money off of it. So not only are you going to charge more for it, but you're not going to allow people to share it. And it was like, bro.
And they tweeted that.
How about you just stop wasting money on shit content?
Like, legitimately, quit wasting your damn money. Yeah. Put out good content, and you won't have to worry about that shit no more.
Have you even watched Witcher Season 3 yet?
I've watched the first three.
I haven't even started it yet.
I refuse.
Because this is Cavill's last year.
Well, he left for a reason, because he knew it was ass.
Well, yeah, he's so pissed off that they're, like, fucking it into the ground. Yeah.
I still need to watch it.
There ain't going to be any good content, because with the writer's strike, too, like...
Oh, yeah,
Not that the writers have been... Yeah, the writers ain't been putting out anything good anyways, but without them...
When you literally have somebody who is an actor with that level of name recognition and he says, hey, I'm a fan of this series, so I'm going to make sure that if I'm a part of this series, it's going to follow the story that it came from. And then they start deviating and he's like, yeah, I'm not going to be a part of that because I put my name out there saying we would be
adherent to it. That's why
Henry Cavill left.
Oh, I would bet $100,000.
Yeah, no, he says it. The director and him were at odds because
yeah.
it's the same thing. They buy these properties. And they show no respect for the source material. They're like, they do it to get you in. Then they're like, I'm going to tell my own story now. It's like, that's not why motherfuckers are watching it.
Yeah.
Like, tell your own story. Don't buy The Witcher to tell your own story. Because you know, like, the Blood Origin was, like, one of the worst fucking things they ever made.
Yeah, and it got almost no views.
Because guess what? It was its own thing. Nobody gives a shit about The Witcher. Unless it's The Witcher.
And it had good actors in it. Like, the lady from the martial artist from the Academy Award movie I watched. It's got the little kid from Indiana Jones.
Oof, I gotta.
What is that movie called?
Are you thinking about Everywhere? Like
the Theory of Everything.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah.
I need to watch.
It's actually a really good movie. I did like it. It is confusing.
It's just freaking. I don't know why they do that.
It's just so frustrating because, like you said, they could do these things on their own. Stop taking the things we love and trying to make your own story inside of the thing we love.
You can add upon stuff, you know, flesh things out, but you don't need to just be like, all right, we got people in, like, why name the character Geralt? Why have it set in that setting if you're not going to use anything?
Exactly.
It's just weird how these people get these jobs and they let them do this.
Liam Hemsworth taking over, like, you just know he's like,
I mean, it's money. I'd do it too.
He's always getting the sloppy seconds.
He said $750,000.
Poor Liam.
$750,000 per episode. I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what he's making.
To run this shit into the ground, sign me up.
I'll do a season of
Dark. I'll ruin an entire new franchise for people. That's fine with me.
It doesn't affect his pay, probably.
You know what they messed up on The Witcher? They should have had, like...
I'm sure he'll try to do his best.
Yeah, and I'm sure he loves the source material, but... Yeah.
You know how there's some shows that, like, the beginning of every episode, they, like, have, like, a three-minute explanation and, like, show you how this world exists? Like, in Seven Deadly Sins, it's long ago, they should have done that with The Witcher talking about the collision of spheres or whatever it's called. Like, show us how this happened, like a brief history of how the fuck this world exists. Something. Because they never did that. They just talk about it. They mention it in the show.
But it's always in passing.
They always talk, like, just do like a devoted 5-minute thing somewhere so that we get some backstory on this thing.
Yeah, it just sucks. They did a pretty good job with season one. Like,
I've enjoyed
how they
it.
Wove it all
first
together
and
at different
second,
time
I haven't
periods.
Started the third, but yeah, I just don't know how Netflix has got to figure something out with their shows that they're butchering.
Well, their original shit is mostly just ass.
And that's what I was about to say with what Brennan said about how you can do your own shit. There's a couple of things like Dungeons and Dragons is a good example. Honor Among Thieves, that movie, that was fantastic. It was its own unique story. It was just set in the world, and they used the aspects of the world accurately.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things like that out there where it is a free-form area where you can tell this story. You can tell your story, but you can have the brand name recognition from it, too. You just have to honor what came before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to take something that's already existing and there's already a really good story for and change it, I mean, my God, what if they did that with Romeo and Juliet? People would be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they so surprised that anime fans, who are not the most logical people in the world,
are going to like that shit? Yeah, don't assume that.
Yeah, you're not going to do that shit.
Jeez. Well, we digress, but yeah, the writer strike, I guess, is going to affect the mainstream entertainment, but not us,
I mean,
not us
like,
anime people.
Not that I watch any late night talk shows or comedy shows like fucking Jimmy Fallon, but like none of those shows are airing at all right now.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody can write the jokes for them.
Mm-hmm. That's freaking fun.
Well, and additionally, that's part of it, but there's also the fact that a lot of the big name actors are striking in solidarity with the writers, because the writers' stuff here in America is shit right now. It's actually on par with how bad it is in Japan for how little they get paid, for how much work they put in.
Dang.
And they deserve a raise. They really do.
I hate the writers right now. It's because like none of them experience life. They're all just sons of people in Hollywood and writers. So it's like, that's why the writing sucks, because they haven't experienced life, so they don't fucking know. They're just kind of like,
they ain't struggles.
They're not writing real human struggles because they were born, fucking went to USC acting school.
Yeah.
They're all just nepo babies.
Dog shit at acting. So they thought, let me know when I'll get into the writing aspect, and I'm dog shit at that.
Pretty much. That's what it seems like. I know there's good writers, but a lot of times it seems that way. It's like, what? This is not how humans act.
Yeah.
That's not a real person that you wrote right there.
A lot of people are brought up in that. Like, you don't just like, you know what? I'm going to get into that on your own. Like, that's really fucking hard to do. That's why mangaka's are killing it right now.
They're just regular dudes that
grinding
read some manga growing up. They're like, you know what? I like these stories. I'm going to write one.
Yeah.
That I'm telling you.
As we said,
the
in
time
our,
is now.
Why you should watch anime episodes. That's what I said. Like, they're still writing good characters and good stories in anime. Hard to find in any other media right now.
I must say, there's a couple good ones. Think about Across the Spider-Verse.
That was a good movie.
That was a damn work of art.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's good. It was long.
It's not on freaking Disney Plus.
It's not on Disney Plus. It's still out in theaters.
They're gonna make the money before they get that shit out.
It's never
gonna
come out on Disney Plus.
It's been like freaking 2 months.
No. Oh. It's been like 3 weeks.
Oh.
June.
Across the Spider-Verse?
Yep. June 6th. It was like the second week or third week of June, I think.
Okay, so yeah.
Well, I've seen it.
You guys didn't try
though.
That Spider-Verse burger from Burger King, the red one?
No.
Hell no!
Just a rare burger? No, the bun was red.
Oh, the bun.
Well, it's kind of like they did the Black Panther one with the black bun, and it was like everyone kind of sat there and went, that seems racially insensitive.
It's just burned, man. You burned my bun, you bastard. What
the fuck's wrong with you people?
I haven't been to Burger King in like fucking years.
Oh god, I would. That place is
remember
so.
We,
ass.
Remember we used to go there.
Yeah, that's where we went
TCC
after. Yeah,
some
TCC
some
after school.
Don't be talking shit about you guys. Don't be talking shit about the King. They might want to sponsor one day.
I'm still waiting for our first sponsor.
That's how you know you got a good sponsor. Is that they look back at your fucking catalog and they go, man, they were shitting on us pretty hard. So if we can convince them to get to let us sponsor them, man, they'll have a really good voice for us.
I'm bringing on Burger King.
I see it at Burger King every now and then my apartment that I used to live
That's
at.
That's the same one me and Bardo need at after KCC.
Yeah. It was like walking distance, or sometimes on a pinch, you just got to go to Burger King.
Shit, I need a quick
get
bite.
Get you a flame boiled
Fuck that
burger.
Shit. If I'm going to go walking someplace for cheap, I'm going to QT and getting their fucking like grilled taquitos and shit. That stuff is still fire to this day. I had one of those Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. If you haven't heard, we are looking for sponsors. So.
Yeah. And if you go into Burger King, it's a requirement that you must get one of the crowns. And you got to wear that shit out of there.
Exactly.
Plus at the airport, for sure. And you wear it on the plane.
That's why those people keep looking at me weird. I don't have a crown on.
Oh, my gosh. Alright, well, you guys got anything else you want to add?
No. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today, Barro.
Join us the rest of the season.
Yeah, man.
See you next week.
Well, I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great week, and as always, peace out.